Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
Ai, as jy in four ways is, ek is jammer. Robert ook vroeger jammer gesê, daar was vroeger een ongeluk op Winnieman, op die N1 Noord, net na die Winnie Mandela Rylaan afrit. Die verkeer is opgehoop van voor die bekloewisselaar deur Rivonia op die N1 Suid en dan is het ook stadig vanaf basis Beyersnodde op die ander kant van die snelweg.
Die inligtingsreguleerder het aan die departement van basiese onderwys geskryf om meer besonderhede aan te vra oor die beweerde vroeë bekendmaking van die 2024 matriek uitslaa. Die Johannesburgse maatskappy EduMax het glo R100 gevra om uitslaa vroeër te verskaf. Die departement bevestig 'n moontlike oortreding. Minstens 3 mense is dood in 'n ongeluk op die N6 tussen Smithfield en Roewil. Die kop-aan-kop botsing het 'n vragmotor in die rigting van Bloemfontein en 'n Bienenbus taxi in die rigting van Roewil betrek. Vrystaatse polisie woordvoerder Mahlomo Kreli.
Motorists are advised to avoid the N6 road between Smithfield and Roewil. Emergency personnel are at the scene and have confirmed that 3 people have lost their lives and the truck is busy burning. All relevant road players are at the scene.
En in Frankryk het geboortes vir die jaar gedaal tot al laagste jaarlikse getal sedert die einde van die Tweede Wêreldoorlog. Die Nasionale Statistiekbureau sê in 2024 is 663.000 babas in Frankryk gebore. Dit is 'n daling van 2.2%. Nou vir die jongste sakenies, die Suid-Afrikaanse Vereniging vir Handel in Graan en Oliesand sê Suid-Afrika het vir die eerste keer sedert 2017 witmielies ingevoer weens swak oeste. Dis in Durban afgelaai en daar word volgende maand meer verwag. Mieliepryse het gestyg tot R6,760 per ton. Rynet Investments onder die voorsitterskap van die Suid-Afrikaanse miljarder Jan Rupert het sy oorblywende 43 miljoen British American Tobacco aandele vir R28,3 miljard verkoop. Die verkoop volg na 'n proses om beleggers aanvraag rondom aandele vas te vang en aan te teken. En Amerikaanse produsent inflasie het minder gestyg as wat ontleeders in Desember verwag het. Dit is volgens regeringsstande wat vandag vrygestel is. 'N dollar kos R18,95, 'n euro R19,44 en 'n pond R23,02. Goud verhandel teen $2,662.16 per fyn ons. Ek is Chanel September terug met meer nuus om 6.
Well, we started with some cricket action that was played earlier in the day. The Pretoria Capitals up against the Sunrisers Eastern Cape, the defending champions having a tough time of it, getting bowled out for 113. And the home side, the Pretoria Capitals, getting to 115 in 16 overs. That means that they managed to get the bonus point there. And the other match that has just gotten underway, the Joburg Super Kings in early trouble there. Devin Conway and Faf du Plessis open the batting. Du Plessis already back in the pavilion, his figures matching the numbers on his back, making one run from 3 balls, matching the 13 that he has on his back. So the score there at the moment, 2 for the loss of just that one wicket after just one over there in that game. The Stormers will get a scrum-off boost when Springbok number 9, Kobus Reinach, joins them ahead of the 25-26 season. Reinach is a double World Cup winner with 39 caps so far for the Boks. And at the end of the current season, well, he's played so far for Northampton Saints in England and also for Montpellier in France over the last 7 years. The Stormers, of course, they're going to be encountering a friendly face when they take on Rusing 92, a loose forward Hachiva Jaimani, who joined Rusing from the Stormers last year. He was a star in Cape Town since joining them from the Lions back in 2021, but he's going to be out to disrupt his former side at the Paris La Défense Arena this weekend. And Mario Etoja has replaced Jamie George as England captain, and that's for the Six Nations, according to head coach Steve Borthwick. Etoja takes over from the Saracens teammate George, who's 34 years old, and his role as hooker, of course, has often been found himself getting replaced.